Today is Tuesday, August 16th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I have an email, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you know, when you guys email me, I want to share them on the... A lot of you say, oh, you don't have to read this. You know, and I love contact. If anyone has called, I haven't checked that in the past couple of days, so I'll check that maybe tomorrow. But I love contact, and whatever you want to talk about, there is no, you know, other than me giving, you know, my social security number or like some personal crap. When I used to be a air quotes webcam model, I was, you know, as I am now, I was very open and honest about my life. And a listener of my show found the company email of my stepfather and emailed him and told him and gave him a link to the website and said they didn't think that I should be doing that and they thought my parents might want to know. And I got a call at work from my stepfather, having seen photos of me that I would not want him to see in my profile. Anyway, so you know, there are some things maybe I won't talk about anymore, but that's very few and far between. So Brian, anyway, emailed, said, hey, Adam, I'm still out here listening to you talk about your life 5 days a week. This email is entirely in the weeds regarding computer automation, so it probably won't be good content for the podcast. That's your decision, though. So he says he heard me talking about automation. Yes, I love automating things. Oh my gosh. So he says back in the day, during his career in prepress and printing, he used some Mac software called Quick Keys, and but it didn't survive. There is an alternative called Keyboard Maestro. And he said he used it a lot. It really, you know, helped him out with his automation summarizing here. And he did a lot of Apple scripts and other things on Apple. And he says, anyway, this application, Keyboard Maestro, anybody who's into automation, makes Mac automation tasks simple and quick. It can record keystrokes, mouse actions, but more importantly, you can use it to conditionally initiate keystrokes and mouse clicks for routine tasks. He says he hasn't really used Apple shortcuts that much because it came around after he retired. And he says he has his home automated to a ridiculous degree. Look, I feel you because, and luckily Mark is totally cool with the home automation. And so, and I kind of stopped at the lights and I hooked everything up to the Echo. And so, so basically we say, hey, Echo, it's bedtime, or, you know, and she turns all the lights out and turns the fan on in the bedroom and like all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where we're at now. We've got a nice, we know all the commands to give to, you know, turn on this, turn on that, you know, and the garage door, I have an app for that. So I can, you know, I get kind of neurotic sometimes. I don't know if this is OCD, but I'll go away. I'll drive away and I'll be about a block away from the house. And I'll think, oh my God, did I close the garage? And I will get so in my head that like, oh my gosh, I don't think I closed the garage. Now, 9 times out of 10, I close the damn garage. But having this app is a lifesaver because now I can just pull up the app and look from anywhere and it tells me whether the door is open or closed and I can just hit the button and close it right from my phone. Amazing. It's the best thing. The only thing that I guess the one thing I still would be interested in automating is get one of those locks for my door that also has an app. So, you know, like if I need to let someone in, like the cleaning lady, and I'm not at home or something like that, I would really like to have something like that so that I can let them in or give them a code or something like that. I had them come in when we were on our vacation. The cleaning lady came and we had her, I gave her the code to the garage door. And I set a temporary code. So, I mean, I can get around it, but I would like to have, anyway, I digress. But yeah, I do all, you know, all of that home automation stuff, but Mark is okay with it. He says, keep up the good work with your podcast. One more thing. Where can I find your Throwing Down podcast? You know what, Brian? I was going to check on that and I don't, I'm a horrible podcast. So here's the thing. I'll do some more research and try to get back to you, but the name of the podcast company is Afterthought Media. Joe has a Discord server, and he also has his flagship show, I would say, is RuPaul's Drag Race Recap, so you can look for that. But he has a Patreon. And you have to sign up for the Patreon in order to get Throwing Down. And I don't know all of the levels. So, but unfortunately, there is money involved. He's my friend. I do it with him. You know, I don't charge for my podcast, but that's his business. That's how he makes his money. So, so there's some Patreonage involved, and I don't know exactly the amount or anything, but I'll try to find that out. I'll try to find that out. But there is a bit of a paywall there. Anyway, so I don't even remember where we were. I think we were talking about the weekend. Today is Tuesday. I don't even know where my head is. So, tomorrow's my birthday, by the way, if anyone cares. So over the weekend, so, you know, we watched My Fair Lady. I know I talked about that, so I'm not going to talk about that again. On Sunday, really the only thing that I did on Sunday, so I got up in the morning and went and did, you know, so now orchestra has started back at church. So we play two services. So I went to the first service and I played and, you know, I mean, nothing to really report there. It went fine. But in between services, look, I go to a Baptist, I am a Christian. I don't know why I'm explaining to you folks. A lot of you are atheists anyway, but I don't enjoy Baptist sermons. It's a Baptist church. Look, I'm not a Baptist, and I feel guilty because I should, if I'm really a Christian, I should listen to the sermon, but it's all hellfire and brimstone and like homos are going to hell and stuff like that. And so I don't listen. I leave during the sermon. And so my parents, because they're out of town, they asked me to just kind of occasionally go by their house, check the mail, take in the newspapers, you know, so people don't know they're gone. And they just planted some hydrangea bushes in the back. So they said, hey, could you, a couple of times while we're gone, could you water the hydrangeas? Because it's been really hot. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Well, the best day to do it is on Sundays because the church is right near their house. So in between, I went to their house, I, you know, watered the hydrangea bushes, and I checked the mail and everything, so I did all of that, and I noticed that their grass was getting really tall, and I thought, you know, they're gone for 3 weeks, although they're coming back this Saturday, and so I thought, you know what, I want to be a good son, and I want to mow their lawn. I haven't done it yet because I want to mow it close to when they're coming back so they see that I mowed it because I want the credit. So I'm going to go, I don't know when, they get back Saturday. So I'm going to go probably Thursday after work because Friday I have mixed minus. And so, you know, Thursday after work, I think I'm going to go and their yard's relatively small. So I'm going to mow, I'm going to edge and weed eat just so that when they come back from their trip, they have a nicely manicured lawn, you know, to come home to. Anyway, so I went back, played the second service, came home and we ate something. I don't remember what it was. And then I did the mowing. I mowed our yard. Our yard is big. I mean, I do not want to brag about the size of my yard, but my yard brings all the boys to the yard. That's just what I want to say. And, but it's so, I get, because it's so hot outside, and I feel like every time I mow, I get heat stroke. Maybe I don't, but that's because every time I finish mowing, I feel woozy, you know, and upset stomach and like all of this stuff. I drink water while I'm mowing. I try to do all the things that you need to do. I can't do it early in the morning because the grass is too wet. And I can't do it late in the evening because it gets dark. And it's really hot, but I did it. And then, I don't know, we watched The Circle. We did some other stuff. Nothing really to report there. But yeah, so that was my weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.